We're back with Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Elephants are often among the biggest draws that bring visitors to zoos around the world, including in Milwaukee. The relationship between these wild animals living in captivity and their human caretakers is a complex one, and one that visitors generally don't get to see.
But Milwaukee photographer Dick Blau and historian Nigel Rothfels collaborated on a new book that delves into that fascinating relationship. The book is called Elephant House, and Blau and Rothfels joined me in the studio recently and explain how their collaboration came to be.
We were having a conversation fairly early on, I don't know, maybe what it would be sort of 4 or 5 years ago. And Dick had been doing some art on work in Wisconsin and had a grant for that and had a project that he had been working on specifically with a large animal veterinarian. And he showed me some of those photographs. We were having just a casual conversation, honestly. And I mentioned that I was doing some work about elephants and history. And as happens, all of a sudden we found ourselves talking a lot about what would it mean to photograph keepers and elephants together and what would a project about that look like.
What was it about elephants that is so – I mean, they're beautiful creatures. And we have such an interesting relationship to them worldwide, different cultural relationship to them. But what was it that spoke to you?
I had written a book about the history of zoological gardens, and in the process of writing that, I had sort of been making a pile of stories about elephants in zoos, thinking about a project down the line. And that eventually, after the project on the history of zoos came out, I decided I would spend some significant time thinking about elephants. And so part of that had to do with ideas about elephants in the wild in the 19th century. The project has expanded. It goes back to the 18th century and up to today. And how are ideas about elephants, where do they come from, and how have they changed? So that's the longer term thing for me. I don't know about Dick, whether there's a story of elephants.
Well, I wasn't actually – I wasn't particularly interested in elephants. I was interested in the relation between humans and animals in general. And then when I met or talked with Nigel, I became quite interested simply because the elephant is a challenge for artists. How do you actually make a picture of an elephant that's not a cliché? That's what interested me.
And so how do you? How did you approach – and we'll get to the specific elephants and the zoo and everything in a minute. But, you know, from a photographer's perspective, how did you approach them so that it didn't become what we all expect an elephant to be?
Well, the first thing I decided was that I would try as hard as I could not to anthropomorphize them, not to look at an elephant and see a wise old man, for example. In the history of art, contemporary art, you see people treating elephants as abstractions. That was another thing I tried to avoid. So basically, I brought my experience as a not only an artist but as an ethnographer to bear and tried to look at them as partners in a relationship with their keepers and also to look at them without sentimentality but also with compassion because they're obviously in a very complicated institution.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people have various feelings about zoos and about keeping animals like this in captivity for good or ill. And so, Nigel, for you, when you look at elephants, how are you approaching them as a historian that might be similar to the way Dick is trying to photograph them as themselves, not anthropomorphized?
Right. So over the years, I've been asked more times than I could possibly count, should elephants be in zoos? I think my simple, and it's maybe a little bit of a flip answer, but it's also a true answer, is that elephants are in zoos, and there's hundreds of them in zoos. So, you know, I have tended to sort of not focus too much on whether, but sort of how they are and why they are and what a future for them might look like. That's been sort of a longer-term interest. So again, it's trying, I think as Dick does too, trying to sort of step away from the sort of ideological debate and try to understand that the people who are taking care of these animals are in a profession that they have worked really hard to become part of. They're actually at the pinnacle of what they hope to accomplish, right? This is the goal, is to be in a position where they could care for these animals.
To be in that relationship.
To be in that relationship, exactly. And so for me, the questions are, what's driving that? What is the passion for them? And how can I understand it? And how can I communicate that to people?
This book takes place in Portland. And my understanding from reading it is that this house no longer exists, right?
That's right.
This elephant house.
Yeah, it's one of the things about it, I think, you know, for local listeners, they're probably fairly, if they've gone to the Milwaukee County Zoo, they are familiar with an elephant house, which is about the same vintage as the one that we're describing in Portland. The one in Portland was a bit bigger, well, substantially bigger than the one here in Milwaukee. It's from the 1950s, and it was raised this last year, so it's gone. So the book, in some ways, is a little bit of a memorial to that building and an opportunity, really, to sort of capture a little bit of time in the history of elephant management, because that's not what elephant exhibits will be looking like in the future. And so it's kind of a very important, you know, last half century, 60 years that building has been there. And it's now gone. And it's been replaced by, I guess, what people would refer to as a state-of-the-art elephant habitat that's very, very large and presents all kinds of novel obstacles and opportunities for both the keepers and the animals.
How did you two connect to Portland? How did that come about, that this is the place that you photographed and wrote about?
This was Nigel's genius, to have a relationship to the associate director of the zoo at Portland. And,
yeah.
And enough, for them to have enough confidence to actually allow us to go into the facility with the freedom to photograph.
Yeah, it was not going to be obvious where we could do this kind of work, right? Because I think I said somewhere in the book that most of us would be uncomfortable, I think, with two people who don't know anything about our lives showed up at our place of work and start taking pictures and asking probing questions, right? We just get nervous, right? And there's every reason, especially in zoological gardens and in elephant care, for these people to be very nervous about how that they'll be represented in the end. So a large part of this was making sure that they understood what our goals were and that we weren't there to make anyone look bad. We weren't there to make them look good either. We were there just to try to help people understand what it was. And I think being frank about the task and being able to show the kind of work that Dick has done in the past, and they had read my work, and so there was some familiarity and trust that we were able to build up over some time.
What did you learn that surprised you?
I learned how smart, how volatile, and how dangerous elephants are, and left with a healthy respect for them.
Even more than you had before?
Yes. Yes. Now, the keepers were full of stories about how difficult it was to work with elephants and how people were injured. You make a little mistake, and that's it. So I had a very good sense of that by the time I left.
I guess for me, one of the things I learned is what it can mean to be involved in a collaboration with somebody whose work is very different from my own. There were times when, you know, we would be working all day and then we would go and have dinner, and those conversations were really inspiring and important for me. What I learned about elephants. So most of the elephants that I write about are in people's minds. They're not real ones, right? So I'm an historian, and so most of the ones I write about are elephants that people have written about in the past. So to have an opportunity to spend some more time with people who are working directly with elephants, I've done that in various kinds of settings, but this was very concentrated. And there's a particular elephant in this project, Packy, who is an elephant that I knew about as a child. And so it was an experience for me as well to finally meet him.
Isn't he the one? He's your age.
Yes.
Yes. You were born
right.
The same year.
We're both very young,
yes,
actually.
Yes, young elephants.
But in any case, yes, he was born in 1962. And when he was born, he's on the cover of the book. And when Packy was born in 1962, it was kind of a big deal. There had only been two or three elephants that had been born in North America up to that point, and there hadn't been one born in over 40 years. And so when Packy was born, it was kind of national news in 1962, and there's a large spread in Life magazine about him. And I was familiar with that story when I was growing up. He was one of the sort of, you know, famous animals that I grew up with, I guess. And so, you know, to finally meet him and to meet him in the context of this project was also quite important for me.
Did you find that you developed any particular relationships with the animals themselves? I mean, obviously you're talking with the human keepers, and you had to develop that trust in order to be in there. Did you also have to do that with the elephants?
No, not really. You know, we were there for a comparatively short period of time. In order to really have a relationship to an elephant, you really have to know them, and they have to know you. So I learned a great deal about the relationship between the keepers and the elephants. And I found out something about the sheer physical presence of these kind of gigantic, magnificent beings. But I don't feel that I know them in any intimate way as a result of having been there.
I would say that after our first visit, we would look at the pictures. There are 8 elephants in the project, and they're all actually – they all look very different from each other. But you don't learn their names right away, right? It takes a while for you to, like, connect the image. And so I think after the first trip, Dick's like, I don't know which one's which. But by the end, he knew who everybody was. So that's part of it. And I think also a couple of the keepers were, I think, sort of especially impressive to us when we were there too. And the conversations that we had. I remember once seeing Dick out with one of the keepers, Jeb, who was working with the elephants. And when Dick came back, he said, I've never felt so carefully controlled by somebody in a comfortable way as Jeb.
And that was to protect you, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, the keepers were managing me just like they were managing the elephants. But I was a lot easier.
Except that you have your head in this camera. You can't see anything, right?
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
really going on.
So would you want to work with elephants again, Dick, as a photographer? Is this something that you feel you haven't exhausted as a subject?
I think probably not. I think I had a very good, very intense experience with them. I was very happy with the photographs. From an artist's point of view, I thought it was a visionary experience, both in terms of the animals and also in terms of the photography of the place. But I think I got what I needed.
And Nigel, are you done with elephants, or are you still?
I'm continuing. So
yeah.
This was part of a larger project for me, and well, maybe just a sort of a side interest. But my little larger project on ideas about elephants continues at a pace that doesn't seem particularly rushed, which makes me happy. It's been observed that elephants don't really run. I guess my work isn't exactly running either, but it's got a very nice pace.
It's matched,
it's
to
matched.
The elephants. Yeah.
I should say I'd work with Nigel anytime.
I was going to, and that was the next question. Would you guys do another project together?
You know, working in a collaboration is challenging and interesting. You know, I'm in the humanities. We don't naturally do it that often. I think other fields tend to be sort of more naturally in collaboration. Dick, so much of his career has been about finding collaborators to work with. So it was new for me, and it was very exciting, and I can certainly imagine it, yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in.
Thanks for your time, Bonnie.
Yes, thank you, Bonnie.
Dick Blau is a photographer from Milwaukee, and Nigel Rothfels is a historian of animals and culture.
They'll mark the release of their new book, Elephant House, with an event this evening at Woodland Pattern Book Center in Milwaukee.